AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Independence Day celebrations are underway across the country. In the nation's capital, they're getting ready for a big concert on the National Mall. Meanwhile, over at the White House,
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
The president is praising the nation's troops.
We honor everyone who continually strives to make this country a better, stronger, more inclusive, more hopeful place. And we, the people, pledge to make their task our own.
And in 4th of July tradition, a new hot dog eating champion has been crowned on Coney Island.
Today, that champion is the lovely Mickey Sudo with 38 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
Mickey Sudo for the women, Matthew Stoney downing 62 dogs in 10 minutes for the men.
It's the 4th of July. This is the biggest contest of the year. So to win it means it's an amazing feeling.
The six world powers and Iran appear to be moving closer to a comprehensive nuclear deal. Diplomats say technical experts from both sides have drawn up a draft document on the pace and timing of sanctions relief for Iran in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. The document still needs to be approved by senior officials from the seven countries negotiating. The Islamic State group is out with another horrific video, this one purporting to show about 25 government soldiers being shot to death by young IS members as hundreds of people watch. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the shootings took place in late May in a historic city in central Syria. Tunisia's president says his country is not safe from further extremist attacks and has declared a national state of emergency to avoid a risk of collapse. This is AP Radio News. Happy Independence Day, President Obama. Sincerely, Vladimir Putin. AP correspondent Martin DeCaro has more on the Russian president's holiday message.
Putin expressed confidence that by building a dialogue based on the principles of equality and mutual respect for each other's interests, Russia and the United States, the telegram says, are able to find solutions to the most complex international problems.
The message made no direct reference to heightened tensions in Ukraine or to sanctions placed on Russia for its role in the crisis. Texas has decided to move its gold back to Texas. It's the only state that owns an actual stockpile of gold, approximately 5,600 bars worth around $650 million. It's currently stored at a New York bank. Conservatives suspicious of national government are hailing the move to bring it back. NASCAR taking a stand against Donald Trump and won't hold its awards ceremony at the Trump Resort where it was scheduled. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.